William Morrow and Harper Audio present Graceland, a novel by Nancy Crochet. Performed by Bernadette Dunn, Courtney Patterson, and Hayden Bishop.
For Paul, my co-pilot, my compass. We find, after years of struggle, that we do not take a trip. A trip takes us. John Steinbeck. Truth is like the sun. You can shut it out for a while, but it ain't going away. Elvis Presley. Boston, Massachusetts. Chapter 1. Hope. 2 days before my mother and daughter disappeared, my mother did something entirely out of character. She asked for my help. She took her time, of course. Say what you want about my mother, the woman won't be rushed. Even after I'd rinsed our lunch plates and tucked the leftover pad tie into her fridge, she refused to explain the message she'd left at my office, saying she needed to see me urgently. It wasn't until I'd sunk deep into her overstuffed sofa and she'd handed me a sloshing cup of tea that I fully appreciated her genius. My only escape would be to sip my way out. Finally, though, she seemed to be coming to the point. I could tell because she'd moved to the window. My mother never plays a scene without using light and shadow to her advantage. If you Google old episodes of The Light Within, you'll notice how before delivering a key line, she lifts her chin and cocks her head toward the light. For years, my father and I debated whether her movement was instinctive or if she blocked it out in advance. Either way, whenever Olivia Grant is about to deliver a show-stopping line, a window is invariably to her right. And so, with her signature chin lift and head tilt, my mother shared what was so urgent.
"Before I die," she said, "I want to see Graceland again."
I didn't mean to snort. Never in my 40 years had I made fun of my mother's obsession with Elvis, at least not to her face. She'd simply caught me off balance, and I laughed to cover my panic. Graceland? Graceland, for God's sake? Just the thought of Memphis made my stomach churn. Leave it to my mother to ask for the one thing I absolutely couldn't do.
"Which part do you find amusing, Hope?" she asked. "Graceland or my dying?"
"Mom," I said, determined to steer the conversation away from Memphis. "You're not dying." She turned, and, as if on cue, the green tube connected to her oxygen dispenser caught on the edge of the coffee table, yanking the cannula from her face. I had to give her points for that one. Effective use of props.
"We're all dying," she said, repositioning the prongs under each nostril. "I'm just doing it faster than the average 79-year-old.
With the afternoon sun backlighting her profile, my mother was still stunning. Snow-white hair pulled back into a chignon, nose long and thin, with a hint of distinctive crookedness. I started to protest, but she waved me off.
"No, no, this isn't self-pity.
I'm explaining why we need to do this Memphis trip soon. Right away, in fact." I bent forward and gulped the tea, scalding my mouth. I needed to end this conversation. Quickly. Decisively. For all time. My mother didn't realize what she was asking.
"I understand you want to see Graceland again, Mom," I said, substituting want for need the way I did with my daughter, Dylan, when she needed Lady Gaga tickets.
"I just can't take you anytime soon. Work is out of control." This wasn't the real reason, but had the advantage of being true. The entire marketing department at EduLearn...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?